Welcome to Android App Addicts, episode number 228. This is the show where we talk about Android applications. And the goal is to maybe give you guys some new app ideas that you can install on your phones, devices, etc. Let me introduce the co-host, and we'll get right into it, starting with the door-to-door geek, Steve McLaughlin from podnuts.com. What's up, Door?
Big Steve. I bet you didn't see that coming.
Whoa.
Did not. Whoa. That's tricky.
Swerve. How you doing, man?
I'm doing pretty good. How about yourself?
I'm staying out of the rain, so it's all good.
Yeah, it's nice to be dry. Mm-hmm. Also joining us, Eric Ardini from DiniMedia.com. What's up, Eric?
Hey, what's going on, guys? I've been rearranging the Silicon Studio. I've got a lot of extra equipment here now, and that's been keeping me busy this week.
What kind of equipment?
Computer repair equipment, so I can start fixing computers again. Somewhat.
Are you going to do that?
Well, I didn't intend on it, but I am. I've been busy. It's been a computer every night after work lately. So
That's a good side income, though, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I dig it. And they haven't changed any in the year and a half that I've been out. So really? Still pretty much the same thing.
Interesting. Except, that's good to know.
Except for now, all the XP machines have a little red flag at the bottom of them telling them that they're that they probably should go buy a computer.
Really? I love that. Cool. Well, good to have you on there. And today is going to be an email day. You guys have been sending us stuff and we want to read it. We feel like that's our obligation to you. So let me just start off with the first email from Michael. He says, "Hey guys, Mike here again. Thanks for the great show and happy 4th of July. I'm in the middle of a family vacation from Houston to Orlando. We are driving and I really had a chance to, and I really had a chance to compare Waze and Google Maps. Both are reliable and provide accurate directions. However, as the vacation progresses, I'm using Waze more than Google Maps. The reason for this is the social aspect of Waze, where Wazers are able to report real-time items such as objects on the road, police locations, traffic jams, accidents, etc. Let me just stop the email here. Mm-hmm. I have actually been on Google Maps several times and had the traffic layer on, and it will say when there's an accident, like this was reported by Waze.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. So it actually takes Waze data into Google Maps.
Yeah. I had to explain to a coworker, he needed to turn on location services. So when there's a major accident in his path, he can be diverted from it.
Totally.
Yeah.
Got to do it. He says, I find these reports to be pretty accurate. And what is really neat is that other drivers can confirm whether or not the report is still valid. I don't really like the cartoon aspect of Waze, but for what the app provides, I can work with it. I recommend Waze without any reservations. Keep up the great podcast. Mike, battery at 43% with the Zero Lemon 9300 milliamp hour extended battery.
Ooh.
Mike's hardcore.
Mm-hmm. Beast. Yes.
And, he is.
And I will say Waze is still very cartoony. If you use it enough, you will randomly pick up quote unquote cookies or cupcakes. Still, if you guys remember back in like episode 20 or something, I said how I was purposely driving around with Waze to pick up cupcakes and my son thought it was hilarious. I was using Waze again last week and as I was coming home, all of a sudden I heard it say, you got a bonus. And I looked and it said like you ate a cookie or something.
I love that. I'm kind of stoked because I've been talking back and forth with a girl from Waze who's going to be on the show, but she keeps going around the world every other week. So as soon as she gets back here for a week, she said she'll be on. So I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, me too, man. Sounds awesome. Hopefully she'll bring us cupcakes.
Mm, yeah.
Jim writes, "Hello. On a recent show, you discussed MultiView and an app for running any app in MultiView. I wanted to pass along some more information about the subject. MultiView is only available on Samsung devices with TouchWiz because the functionality is provided in Samsung's proprietary firmware that they add to base Android. MultiView, as it comes from Samsung, supports a small set of apps that are included in the Samsung firmware. Additional apps can be run in MultiView, but the device has to be rooted and an app installed which supports additional apps in MultiView. Most custom ROMs that are based on TouchWiz support running any app in MultiView. Thanks from Jim Bell." Well, thanks for the clarification there, Jim. Mucho apreciado. You guys have anything on this?
I kind of thought that he definitely confirmed it for me because I wasn't completely on the mark with it.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I don't use it on my phone much at all. I'm always Samsung, and it's nice that they throw it in there. I just haven't found a use for it myself.
Yeah. All right, next email. It's from Christian. He says, "Hey guys, yes, I love the show. Cried in my beer a bit when you switched to a daily show over the old weekly format, but I survived and managed to like the daily format." Shush, well, we're glad you did, Christian. I know that was pretty much a hardship on a lot of people, especially us. "Now you've switched to 3 times a week and I hate it. Sorry, there's no other way to say it. Please keep the show either daily, which I now prefer, or go back to once a week show. 3 times a week just doesn't do it." Let me stop him there.
You know, that's feedback. That's what we need.
It is feedback, but Christian, why? Why?
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
He didn't say why. Like, I need to know. I mean, I understand you hate it and you feel very strongly about it, but is there something about it that you hate? I got to know. I want to know.
Because it's not odd numbers. When we did the daily show, that was still an odd number.
It's definitely not odd numbers. He goes on to say, "Dor, there's no contact info on the AA page on the website! ! Christian's pissed off, guys. He says, "As for the pending change from forum to Reddit, I'm for the Reddit idea."
Whew. Thank you.
I hated Reddit.
Hey, he deserves, you know, everybody's got their opinion. And he's taken enough. It's time for him to let it out.
he's taken it. We put him through it.
Yeah.
He says, I hated Reddit for quite some time, but the Bacon Reader for Android made it much more acceptable. As for the forum, I've haunted forums for decades, but now it seems I don't have as much time as I used to. Reddit makes it easier to peruse once you use the Bacon Reader. Okay, we'll have to see if this goes through, as I had to guess at the email address for AAA. Regards, Christian, aka Captain Zero, aka KZ. Dude, we say the email address almost in every show, don't we? All you got to do is listen to the show and you could get it. And you got it right, Christian. So there you go, man.
Devil's advocate, if you said it 5 times a week, maybe it would sink in, Steve.
Hey, Christian, check out Flow for Reddit that Dor just brought here a little bit ago. See what you like to think about that one, because he liked it more than Bacon.
I think it had deeper options, configuration, personalization, stuff.
Christian, thank you for the feedback too, by the way. It's as harshly as you put it, I appreciate it. Let's read another one here. I'm a little scared now. This one is from Ed. He says, "Greetings, addicts. A few episodes ago, someone was complaining that KeepScreen lacks a setting to load on startup. I don't have a way to auto-start KeepScreen, but I do have an alternative. Stay Alive is similar to KeepScreen, but with more options, including pausing the app on low battery, and my favorite, allowing the screen to dim, but not go to the lock screen." I wouldn't have that problem. I got no lock screen. When Stay Alive app is active. Saves battery and only one tap to bring the screen back. The free version doesn't have an auto start option, but there's an in-app purchase to get a few additional options, which includes auto start. That's cheap enough for me, maybe for you too. And here's the link. It is StayAlive! !! Keep screen awake, from the developer. I just put it in the chat. Cynet Dev. It looks like a Flash Gordon emblem.
Hmm. Which is a good logo to have.
Yeah.
Ed, thank you very much. This is very helpful, man. I needed an app that keeps my screen on and has auto start, and this sounds like it might do the trick. Yeah. So you rock, brother.
And I ain't gonna lie, I was too busy trying to think of how to fix what you already had to think of alternatives.
Me too. You know why? Because I love Keep Screen. I have this affinity for it. I don't want to lose it or cheat on it. Maybe that's what you were feeling.
Yeah, well, you know, sometimes you got to say, look, Keep Screen, it's not me, it's you.
Did you guys see the movie Her? I just watched it last night. Have you seen that?
No.
No.
Get this. It's pretty cool. It's Phoenix. What's that guy who kind of goes crazy? He's weird, that actor.
River Phoenix?
It's not River Phoenix. It's a...
Well, the other one's
the guy who played... Joaquin no, the guy Phoenix. Who played Johnny Cash. He was also in Gladiator as the evil guy. Joaquin Phoenix. Joaquin, I don't know.
Okay.
Anyway, he plays this guy in the future who buys an operating system, which is basically very AI.
Right.
It's like a very, very highly programmed AI. It's called OS-1. And he basically falls in love with it. And it falls back in love with him. It's because it's so really programmed that it starts to form its own personality. And you guys got to check it out. If anything, it's interesting.
Huh. Yeah. I will say I do like that actor. And he has quite the manly mustache in that movie.
Yes, he does. And the clothes they wear are really funny because it's futuristic and they just kind of guess what the trend is going to be in the future. And they wear their pants really high. Like everybody wears their pants really high.
Well, good. So I'm ready for the future, I think.
I told you, Eric, you're way ahead of the curve.
Yeah, I was going to have to tell everybody, hey, you'll appreciate this in a few years. Like,
oh, that's cool.
Kids, now get back in the car.
All right. Let's see. This one's from Bill. Hey, Steven and all others. The very first app I put on my new phone, an AAA broad app, is called Scribble, which locks your screen based on its physical orientation. Oh, he sent this. I didn't read the subject line. This is another keep screen solution suggestion. He says, if you have a phone dock in your car, this app should help you out. Love the new show, adjusting well to the new format. Thanks, Bill T. Thank you very much, Bill T. Glad you liked the show.
Which new format was that?
It's probably the 5 days a week. Well, hey, if I'm guilty of anything, guys, I know I switch things up a little too quick.
Well, Scribble was a great app back in the day, man. That was very necessary.
I still use it. I've never uninstalled it because I like the idea of if I have my phone propped up, the screen will always be on. I will say the bad thing about Scribble is there's literally four versions of it in the Play Store. There's Scribble, Screen, On, Off, Sensor. Then there's Scribble Classic. Then there's Scribble Total Screen Control. Then there's Scribble Beta. And they're all four from the same company. I have been using the Scribble Beta. So that's the one I'm going to link to in the notes. It says Beta.
You missed Return of Scribble and
Scribble
Revenge
3 in 3D.
Yes.
But yeah, I don't know why they basically fork and they keep splitting. It might be
Forking it up. I know.
Yeah, it might be a financial thing. They might be trying to, you know, get new purchasers. But I just really like the app. I really have always liked it.
Maybe they don't want to force their users into new stuff if their users are perfectly happy with the old thing. And they want to keep their name recognition.
I don't know. Yeah, sure.
Sounds good to me. Well, hey, thanks, guys, for sending the emails. If you want to send us an email, send it to aaa@podnuts.com. If you want to send us a voicemail, call 7076-PODNUT, and we'll play it. Thanks for listening to this show. Hope you guys enjoyed it. Talk to you next show.